888-673-3700. That's 888-673-3700. Today, we had something pass overhead. It was a huge, huge asteroid. It was 3.6 million miles away. But think about it. It may have an effect later on, and we may see some more things coming down out of the sky, because I think now it's obvious to me that we're in a catastrophe. I am banking, I'm banking on something being pushed our way, and it may be a few days from now, it may be whatever. I'm just thinking, keep your eyes to the skies. You never know what it might happen, because, I mean, like Annalise says, I mean, this may be it, and it may be slow. I mean, a slow dying process of the world, the end of the world as we know it. It may be happening, and we are just in the middle of it. We don't realize it, but we see the effects. We see the tornadoes, the storms, the earthquakes, the volcanoes. And, of course, there's got to be someone to live so they can write the story. And we're all witnesses. Okay, listeners in Ohio, I need you. Just got word. 200 witnesses just reported large fireball over Ohio. Happened about 11.05 p.m. local central time. So I guess about a half hour away or so, central time. And it says the fireball was seen primarily over Ohio and Indiana. There was about 200 witnesses that have now reported this. Let's see, Ohio, Indiana, West Virginia, Virginia, Pennsylvania, Kentucky, North Carolina also reported seeing a fireball. They're showing, I'm looking now, you know, this fireball coming down. They said that there were sonics involved, so it did make an explosion in the area. I'm looking at a map. It shows all the witnesses in the area where they saw it. All kinds of names here saying that they saw it and everything else. It says 225 reports fireball seen over Indiana, Kentucky, Maryland, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia. There is a report of sonics. If anybody in the area that's listening to my show tonight saw this fireball, here's some descriptions of it from Kalamazoo. Definitely one of the longest and brightest meteors I've seen. Cincinnati, heard low rumble. 10 to 15 seconds later, explosion. Most amazing thing I saw. This is in Bloomingdale, Ohio. Anderson, so bright. Anderson, Indiana. It was so bright, it shined through heavy clouds. Prestonburg, Kentucky. I've seen falling shooting stars like things, but this was huge. Anyone say that they saw that tonight? It happened to many people reporting in Ohio, but it seems like a lot of people saw this fireball tonight. So something definitely is coming through, and it was seen. This was just reported a little while ago, a fireball central time, 11:05 central time. This was sighted. So if anyone in Ohio is listening or anyone in that area that I've mentioned had seen this fireball, give us a call. 888-6- Well, they do have seed bunkers in the north. I don't know if you knew that. They something called the ARC Project, where they're actually saving seeds. There's actually records projects in Utah, several other areas where they're trying to save DNA. They have DNA databases. Yeah, they have a lot of things prepared for something that may go wrong. Well, in the Ozarks, they have these underground bunkers as well. So there are a lot of places where there are the underground bunkers. And, of course, if you go to my website, I sell them. I don't know if anybody has bought one, but I think I'd like to see someone buy one, because the commission on that would be remarkable. I think.
Oh, really?
I don't. I mean, if I got the, that's the thing, is if I sold the bunker, I think it's like God, it's something like $100,000 or something. I just see the commission off $100,000. Somebody decided to just surprise me one day and buy the bunker. I think that'd be great. Fireball happened last night, not tonight. Okay. They're saying that there was a fireball last night at 11:05. It was just posted and reported today. A lot of people reporting it, about 225 witnesses reporting this. So definitely the heavens are on fire tonight, along with the tornadoes. Amazing stuff going on in the world. You know, Japan seems to be seeing some seismic activity again. They had their earthquake that caused the tsunami, but now they're having volcanic situations happening there. I don't know. I wonder if we're even going to see Japan last. Any I think that's good. That place is going away. It just seems weird that all these things are happening to Japan all of a sudden. So you're calling in to bear witness to the fact there was some fireballs seen tonight as well, and they were seen over Tennessee. I would think that we're going to see we're going to call in tonight, because last night they had activity. Tonight you're saying there's activity. I mean, it's an amazing night for this type of activity to happen. The tornadoes, of course, happening, but then again, we are seeing fireballs now. Once again, it's not coincidental. I think we're going to see more of this stuff going on. Well, obviously tonight, the sky is the place to watch. Whether you're looking for tornadoes in Oklahoma or in St. Louis, or if you're in Tennessee or Ohio or Kentucky or anywhere else, you're going to be seeing some strange things happening. We had the 1998 QE2 pass overhead tonight, or yes, actually this afternoon, New York time. It was about 4 o'clock. A moon was following it, and it may have pushed things our way. I would bet that we'd be seeing a lot more activity in the skies above us. And if you're seeing anything tonight, by all means, give us a call. Even, you know, it's like what was said before I went to break. You know, the fireball that was seen over Ohio, you know, within 24 hours of this other thing that passed overhead, he said, my record still holds strong. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, well, within 24 hours, you have this report that someone saw a huge fireball that had supersonic, that broke the sound barrier, and it rumbled through Ohio. About 225 witnesses saw it. Happened about 11:05. It happened last night, not tonight. But then, of course, we have the Tennessee call. Guy called from Tennessee saying he saw fireballs that made an explosion. Here's the report out of Ohio, just in case you're wondering if it's all real or not.
Some people in the Miami Valley saw a bright light moving across the sky or felt an earthquake-like shaking. News Center 7's Una Lee reports that it's a special type of meteorite that hit the Earth's atmosphere overnight.
We've been flooded with phone calls and emails from you about what you saw around 11 last night.
We've been looking up at the sky, commenting on how it cleared because the cloud formations have been so pretty earlier in the day.
Until they saw this from their Covington home.
I looked up and there was a bright green flash, and then we just saw the comet go that way.
We both jumped out to the alley and stood here and watched. It had a green tail, very bright, and it disappeared off that way.
Seen a bright green light going through the sky. Big, huge orange tail on it. Was able to tell my husband, you know, hey, what is that over there?
So what's happening is when the object re-enters the Earth's atmosphere, it's burning up. And what we're seeing that is that, you know, the illumination from essentially the object being on fire. And what color it is will depend on the materials it's made out of.
We talked to Dr. Jason Dibel at Wright State University, and he says what he saw was similar to this, an extra bright meteorite called a fireball.
When they call it a fireball is still a meteorite. It's just one that is just more visually able to visually see it because it's very bright.
Dr. Dibel says many of us saw the fireball because of this track.
It started entered the atmosphere somewhere above, I would say, south central Ohio, and then went north for a while. And that's why you saw it over so many states.
And many others heard or felt the fireball.
More than likely felt was the sonic boom, actually, that there's a type of fireball called a bolide sometimes, where the fireball will actually start, you know, breaking up and exploding. And so they may have felt the sonic boom from that explosion, or just the sonic boom from the fact it was moving very fast in the Earth's atmosphere.
Una Lee, News Center 7.
Well, meteorites for dummies right there, and that's pretty much it. It's called a fireball. Yes, of course it is. And people are seeing more of those now, and reports of all kinds of other activities. It's not like Russia or anything, but it's certainly interesting to see now that there are reports coming in of these fireballs, as I said earlier, you know, and like what Brian Williams had said, you know, what could go wrong? What could happen? Something could be pushed into our way because of this 2-mile-long asteroid passed over today about 4 o'clock with a moon following. Heck, if a moon is following it, and that moon, of course, is, you know, relative. It's not like our moon, but it's a moon. It's about 2,000 feet wide or something like that. It's following it. When you have that going on, and you see how this type of electromagnetic activity causes rumbles, or say it's a sonic boom, but sometimes the rumbles happen prior to the arrivals. I mean, with Chelyabinsk, Brian, who gave me the information about Chelyabinsk back when we had the situation in Russia, there was an earthquake that happened prior to the sighting of that fireball. And it wasn't because of the sonic boom. The earthquake happened prior, then came the fireball, then the sonic boom, and the explosion that caused all the damage. And so, you know, we're seeing this type of stuff happening all over the country. Now, Corey from Dayton, Ohio is calling in tonight. What's up, Corey? Right. Well, it caused a lot of shaking in that area. There was a number of people who saw it. Reports are in now. They're coming in slowly but surely, picking up on this because, as I said, you know, things being pushed towards us, we may even hear about more fireballs. Let's hope we don't have another Chelyabinsk incident, but we did have a big one, of course, over the Ohio Valley last night. So here we are, once again, reporting huge fireball strikes in areas. This is in the in our country, but that doesn't mean that it won't happen elsewhere. They'll tell you that it's not all connected. I believe it is. With all the electromagnetic energy in the air, those types of things from the sun and from other anomalies, I think you're going to start seeing a lot of... I mean, they're saying now that these tornadoes that touched down today were F5s. And that's a lot of F5 tornadoes in a short period of time right there in the heartland. So more tornadoes in the heartland. We're not escaping this trend yet. I know it is tornado season, and this is relatively low turnout for tornadoes, but they're huge and they're devastating, and that's what we're seeing right now. Some people said it looked like a moon. They were saying at first they thought they were looking at another moon in the sky. It got bigger and brighter, and then it exploded. Seeing as I don't think a lot of people were aware that this was something they were seeing because it happened 11:07 at night. But I think more people who call in and say that they've seen it, I think that this will also add to the reality of it all. I mean, the news did cover it, but they just actually posted this as a headline. I think it's actually timing. You know, they post these headlines as another huge mass is 3.6 million miles away. Now they're posting some of these things that are falling from the sky. And once again, I say that they're probably connected. Even though people will tell me I'm not, I think they are connected. Science will tell you not, but they exclude that possibility. I don't. And Patrick, you saw it. You're a witness, and I thank you for calling the program tonight. 700, what do you think? I mean, look, science will tell you, no, they're not connected. But yet, you're hearing now the witnesses saying over Ohio that they saw these things happening, and it is happening. Active skies, whether it be meteors, whether it be UFOs, whether it be tornadoes. We're in the midst of something. It's amazing to be alive. It's great to see those spooky things from a distance. Quantum entanglements, Einstein calls them, but we call them fun and interesting, and that's why we're here. We're Ground Zero. 888-6- It'll be interesting to see what goes on. I hope that we're aware of these things looking up into the sky, because I'm sure that, we're not out of the woods yet. I'm sure that there'll be plenty of things coming down out of the sky, whether it be tornadoes or rocks or whatever. We are right now in this cycle that's amazing to be watching. That Charles Ford said, when the heavens and hells are out of sync, we begin to notice. Something has got to happen soon where there's going to be a shaking of something. And I can promise you, you know, whether you're looking up in the sky and you see tornadoes, or whether you look at the sky and you see rocks coming at you, or even if something lands on the White House lawn and says, take me to your leader, I can promise you it's going to affect us, and it's going to affect us deep down in our core belief systems. You know, they got it all planned out, and they've got other places, too. They got places on high ground in Denver, Colorado. They got places in the Ozarks where they can hide out. They got all those underground areas of Dulce, New Mexico, the underground areas of Nevada. In fact, there's a rumor. I didn't even talk about this rumor. Did you ever hear the story about how they've dug a tunnel to the Pacific Ocean? You ever heard that story?
I've heard that story.
Yeah, that there are guys that are in the Navy that actually say that they go down this, it's out in the middle of the desert, and these guys are in the Navy, and they say, okay, so where are you going? Nevada, the middle of the desert. Why? I'm in the Navy. Don't worry about it. You'll be fine. They do is they take them to this secluded spot out in the middle of the Nevada desert. They open up this hole. They go down into it. They get taken by some vehicle through this tunnel, and it takes them to the ocean. It takes them to an area where they didn't take an elevator up to the ocean, and that's how they get to it or something. I don't know. Some strange story. Have you heard about this invisible lightning now? They're saying that people can sense this invisible lightning feeling that it's coming. It's actually a geomagnetic. It comes up from the earth. You don't see it, but you feel it. Yeah, I was looking into that the other day. They call it invisible lightning. They said people have been feeling these power surges. In fact, I was investigating this because my producer and I were in his vehicle, and while we were waiting for burgers at Jack in the Box, while we were waiting, the car glitched a little bit. The radio went completely staticky. The lights all around the Jack in the Box dimmed, and the car in front of us's lights went out. And we thought, what the heck was that? And we were asking around about power surges, and it was just something. And so then I looked it up and said, yeah, there's something called this invisible lightning that people are reporting, that they feel a surge of power. Sometimes it makes their hearts, jump. Sometimes pacemakers stop. These types of things happen to people. Yeah. But now they're beginning to say the sun activity triggers what is known as this invisible lightning or this power surge. And when it does, people feel it. They sense it. They don't know what to feel. Sometimes it sparks panic attacks in people. And I would admit that while I was sitting in the car, I felt like I was going to freak out. And my producer was freaking out as well. Keep your eyes to the skies. We're seeing all kinds of activity tonight. All I'm seeing on the monitors tonight are tornadoes everywhere. It's just amazing what's going on in the world. Also, just got words, M-class flare. We're a little more into that as well. Coming from the sun, that coronal hole is right at us right now. I'm thinking that we're going to have some pretty interesting days up until Monday or Tuesday. I suggest you pay attention this weekend. It's going to be an interesting weekend for sure. And talk about magnetic energy that could cause those teams, because tornadoes also, they thrive on the magnetic energy, the things in the sky. When the sun acts up, the weather acts up as well. When things pass overhead, that also causes a stir in the atmosphere. And that's why we start seeing these anomalies take place. That's not really supernatural. That's pretty natural, actually. But if you're prepared and you're mentally prepared, you're physically prepared, you've got food and you've got a bug out bag and you're ready to rock and roll, I say, hey, you're fine. No problem. 700, we go now to Sheldon in Tucson, Arizona. Hi, Sheldon. You're on Ground Zero.
Hey, Clyde. Been a long wait. I've been on a hold for almost 2 hours.
Well, you got a long time to be on the air with me. So what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to alert your audience that we're under a geomagnetic storm from the sun right now. It's a storm level. It's a strong G3. The scale goes up to 5, which means a KP index that's hovering around 7.67 right now.
So what does that mean?
Which means that the northern lights from the sun are going as far south as the northern part of Washington right now.
Wow. Okay.
And that could, get heavier as we go into the night more. And the other thing I want to mention was me and my other Planet X research associate, John DiNardo, you had him on like 2 or 3 months ago.
Uh-huh.
Well, me and him suspect that they've been hauling tons and tons of stuff up to the space station to weaponize it, not to mention there's also two other secretive military space stations up there. One's called the USS George Washington. And what the fireballs people seen last night might have been the result of them firing at these bodies that are around that asteroid, because you remember a few days ago they sent up the quickest ever flight to the International Space Station?
Yeah, okay, so tell me about that. That was actually, I posted something in Florida. Actually, it was from Florida. It was a UFO sighting, and these guys just said, hey, man, UFOs, UFOs, but it looked like they fired a missile. Was that what they were launching towards?
Well, they might have fired something from Cape Canaveral, too, but I think they got things like these directed energy weapons on the space station, and that's what brought down them World Trade Center towers that turned the steel instantly into dust. They're using technology like that, I think, to weaponize the space station.
Do you really believe they fired on the World Trade Center that way? I mean, what makes you think that they did that? I listen to that stuff, and I don't buy it. What can you convince me how that happened?
Well, it wasn't a specific weapon. It's kind of hard to explain, but there's a credentialed professor out there named Dr. Judy Wood. She's been on a lot of radio shows. She's explained how this works, and there was a hurricane parked off.
But it's all a theory, though. There's no way to prove. I don't know. I mean, what would be the reason to use space weapons on the World Trade Center? And we saw the planes go in. What you say that they use space weapons to level the towers?
No, they used a combination of things, like a hurricane parked off the East Coast in New York City that morning most people don't know about, called Hurricane Aaron, and there were field effects from the hurricane felt at 3 local airports, and it's kind of hard to comprehend, but they use a thing called interferometry and all this stuff.
So why would they use a space weapon and hurricane technology to do such a thing?
Well, it doesn't mean that we actually have a serial number for a specific weapon that was up in orbit. It's like they used the combination of things, like, a hurricane might have been the major component, because a hurricane is actually an upside-down Tesla coil. And another thing people don't know are tornadoes are electrical. They're not warm and cold air masses colliding like a lot of people have been brainwashed to believe. And since we're being bombarded with this solar activity right now, you know, that might be the outbreak of these really strong monster tornadoes, because those tornadoes are electrical.
Yeah, I know they're electrical because of the fact that, you know, they've been monitoring them, and they say there's a definite an electrical charge in a tornado. In fact, they've actually thought about using some sort of magnetic energy to steer them away, but they worry that if they do that, you know, cows will explode, fish will explode.
Yeah, I believe they can steer them, and they can trigger already existing energy in the atmosphere with their technology, but you know, if they are steering them or manipulating them, they're taking advantage of already existing energy that's in the atmosphere.
So you're thinking that there's some exotic weaponry and things that they are using. This is what is creating the tornadoes. This is what's creating a lot of other things that are happening right now. You were talking about the sun earlier, but, you know, what, are they harnessing the power of the sun? I mean, what's going on with that?
Well, it's possible, but I think the Batman behind all the tornadoes is the sun, of course. But if, you know, Robin would be the Black Ops crew with their military toys, if that's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do you think that's what they're doing?
Oh, I just think it's possible, but I really tend to think it's the activity from the sun.
Yeah, I lean towards that theory, too. I know that all that stuff is out there. There's a potential for it, but to lean towards that theory and stick to that theory and make it fact, I think, is a little... I don't know, it's a little crazy. I mean, even I, being involved with, you know, finding out the latest conspiracy theory, know that you can't rule out everything else that can create these things for the sensational. I mean, people go right to the sensational. I mean, I've had more people tell me, you know, you got to talk about HARP, you got to talk about the chemtrails. I've done it before. I've talked about it. But to actually say that this is being caused by this, maybe, maybe not. I don't know. We'll have to look. But I haven't really monitored HARP. To see that they're causing the tornadoes, and what a horrible experiment to be doing to kill all these people.
I myself tend to lean away from the weather modification aspect. I think the Batman that's really behind all this is the Planet X, which is a...
Which is what?
...established magnetic portal.
Uh-huh. So you're believing that it's some dwarf star or some other thing that's out there that's doing that, right?
Yeah, it's established like these magnetic portal connections with the sun that have internal... passive and active conduits, and it excites the sun, and then the sun, bombards us with activity.
Sure. Well,
one more thing I wanted to mention, Clyde.
Sure, go ahead.
There's also a movie coming out called Gravity. Have you seen the preview for that one?
No, I'll have to look it up. What's it about?
Well, you know, remote viewer Ed Dames, he's had this thing going for many years about the kill shot event from the sun, and he says right before the kill shot happens, there's going to be there's going to be a shuttle-looking craft up in orbit that'll be forced to come down because of a meteor shower. And on this movie coming out, Gravity, there's a space shuttle up in orbit that's hit by a humongous cloud of debris.
Uh-huh.
So maybe there's some more subtle conditioning for the rocks.
The Sandra Bullock film, is it?
I'm not sure.
Because it says here, Gravity, Sandra Bullock. And these guys are up in space, so it may be that. It may be it.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay. Well, hey, man, I really appreciate all the information. I'll be looking forward to this Gravity film.
Yeah, and, you know, the secret of military shuttle, the X-37B, that looks like a shuttle, is up in orbit right now. So maybe Ed Dames will end up being right.
Right. Well, I appreciate this is the film, because I'm seeing a lot of craziness with the astronauts and debris up there and everything else. So this is the film. All right, man, I'll look into it. I appreciate you calling tonight.
Thanks, Clyde.
You bet. Take care.
Yeah, bye.
You bet. 888-673-3700. That's 888-673-3700. We'll be back with more Ground Zero. Don't go away. Okay, you want to hear something weird about this film Gravity, right? Okay. So Gravity stars Sandra Bullock and George Clooney. The trailer shows them working on the space shuttle together, and then the space shuttle gets destroyed. Or the space station gets destroyed. You're an explosion. And they're, like, flying through space. All right. And here's the deal. The cast. 4 people. The movie has an $80 million post-production budget. 4 people in the cast. Now, how do they do that? Sandra Bullock, George Clooney are the stars. There's only 2 other people. Basher Savage and Eric Michaels. And Basher Savage will be a space station voice, and Eric Michaels will be the voice from NASA. So what you have is you have a movie with all these special effects where these two people are stranded in space, Sandra Bullock and George Clooney, and two people. So you have a cast of four, two people you don't see and two people you do see. Do you think this will work? I mean, the entire, I was just looking at the preview, the entire preview is intense. I mean, it's just super intense. And I was looking at the preview during the break, and I couldn't believe what I was seeing because it just looked really scary. But it's just two people in the cast, which I find amazing. In fact, I was thinking maybe I could find a preview to play for you so you could hear how intense it is, because it is. It sounds really intense just listening to the the preview. Just makes you okay. Listen to this and tell me if this doesn't sound frightening. It's really short.
Beautiful, don't you think?
What?
The sunrise.
Terrific.
Creepy. You know what's creepy about it is you see an astronaut floating in space, and you hear anybody, please copy. What do you do with a film like that? I mean, it's space. I mean, what you're hearing is you're hearing the space station exploding. You're hearing the shuttle exploding, and you're seeing all of the debris heading towards Earth, and it just looks intense because you know that debris is going to come down somewhere on a populated area. So not only are we dealing with that, which I don't know how they're going to, they probably won't, but you're seeing two astronauts in space having to deal with the fact that they're out there, nothing to hold on to, they're in a spacewalk. How do they rescue them? How are they going to be able, with four people in the cast, I don't know. Maybe they're not giving us the full cast. Maybe it's just going to be like that one movie where those two people got in the middle of the ocean and they just got attacked by sharks. I don't know. The movie's called Open Water. Remember that movie? Anybody see Open Water? It's kind of like a zombie film, really. But the zombies were sharks, and they got left out in the middle of nowhere. And so all you did was you watched this couple have their last moments before they die, which was creepy. And so this is what I think is going to be Open Water in space. That's what it has to be, right? But I don't think there are any sharks in space. So what are they going to have to keep you occupied for a good 2 hours? Aliens? Yeah? I doubt it. Anyway. I don't know. Thank you for listening to Ground Zero tonight. By the way, have a great weekend. And we'll see you again Monday. Got a lot of stuff on the docket for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I mean, it's going to be a great time for everybody. Be sure to tune in. And remember, on the 4th, that'll be next Friday, next week, we are going to be at the Bing Lounge at 7 o'clock. For the KXL tour. I'll be looking forward to seeing all you there. And remember, you can still win tickets next week. It's a lot of fun. Food, drink, fun, meeting all the cast and crew. KXL, that's something. So we'll see you Monday right here on Ground Zero.